so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile.
Well, of course, that is Sleep at the Wheel with Boogie Back to Texas, and that's what we do every week on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KBSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. Yeah, we boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in on your radio or through the VOV app or streaming through your computer, and I'm really proud to be a part of VOV, where we bring you the latest information through our emergency alert service. If you're not signed up for that, you can do that on the website at thevoiceofvashon.org, and you'll hear announcements like this.
Here's a tip from the experts to help you and your household stay safe from coronavirus, COVID-19. The Washington State Department of Health has established a call center to address questions from the public. If you have general questions about what is happening in Washington or how the virus is spread, call 1-800-525-0127. That's 1-800-525-0127. Phone lines are currently staffed from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. If you are in King County and believe you are exposed to a confirmed case of COVID-19, contact King County's Novel Coronavirus Call Center at 206-477-3977. Again, that's 206-477-3977. The King County Call Center is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. daily. This series of Voice of Vashon public service announcements on COVID-19 prevention has been compiled from advice of experts, including county, state, and federal health agencies.
Well, I'm just about one of 40, I think, producers who also bring you a lot of music and entertainment. Well, we're all associated with the arts, and you can't live without the arts. At least that's my belief, especially because I live with an artist. So as we shelter in place, I find myself reading more and working in the yard. And I read an article in what I guess is now last week's Beachcomber by Marilee Runyon about gardening in a very different way. And I suggest you take a look at that. But that triggered a couple songs in my brain. And thus, here we are with a show about farms, gardens, and their outputs. We're going to lead off with Johnny Winter doing a Mose Allison song called Parchman Farm. And probably it's not really a farm. You can figure that out yourself. You're Johnny Winter.
Farm, Lord, I ain't never done no man no harm. Do it. I'm loading that cotton in an 11-foot sack. I'm loading that cotton in an 11-foot sack. In an 11-foot sack, got a 12-gauge shotgun at my back. Child, all I did was to drink a little wine. Hey! All right. of my life, child, and all I did was shoot my wife. Yeah. Sitting down here on Parchman Farm.
There's a home place under fire tonight in the heartland, and the bankers are taking my home and my land from me. There's a big gaping hole in my chest now where my heart was, and a hole in the sky where God used to be. There's a home place under fire tonight in the heartland, with a well where the water's so bitter nobody can drink. Ain't no way to get high and my mouth is so dry that I can't live. Don't they know that I'm dying? Why ain't nobody crying for me? My American dream fell apart at the seams. You tell me what it means. You tell me what it means. There's a home place under fire tonight in the heartland. The bankers are taking the homes and the land away. There's a young boy closing his eyes tonight in the heartland, who will wake up a man with some land and a loan he can't pay. His American dream fell apart at the seams. You tell me what it means. You tell me what it means. My American dream fell apart at the seams. You tell me what it means. You tell me what it means. There's a home place under fire tonight in the heartland. There's a home place under fire tonight in the heartland. There's a home place under fire tonight in the heartland. There's a home place under fire tonight in the heartland.
Well, there are two unmistakable voices, Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan, with the song Heartland they wrote together. And I got that from Willie's album Across the Borderline. It came out back in, I think it was 1993. This is Willie teaming up with a bunch of various artists such as Paul Simon and John Hiatt and Lyle Lovett and others to sing songs of theirs. Heartland clearly is about small family farm being eaten up by the corporations and the banks. Before Willie and Dylan, we heard Johnny Winter and Parchman Farm, Mose Allison song that I got from Johnny's Gangster Love album that was released in 1992. Johnny was not only a kick-ass rock and roll and blues performer, he also produced three Grammy Award-winning albums for Muddy Waters and a couple Grammy noms himself. He's born in Beaumont, Texas, out on the far east corner with Louisiana, and Johnny and his brother Edgar both were born with albinism, and his recording career started with a single released in Houston when he was only 15 years old, and at that time, he was able to see people like Muddy Waters and B.B. King, Bobby Bland, and Roy Head. He had a long career that included being inducted in the Blues Hall of Fame, and he was the first non-African-American performer to be inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame. Listen to songs about gardens, large and small, and their output on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening and for sheltering in place as well. Next, we're going to shift gears just a little bit to hear about a special garden, Johnny's Garden. Here's Stephen Stills.
There's a place I can get to where I'm safe from the city blues, and it's green and it's quiet. Only trouble was I had to buy it, and I'll do anything I got to do. Cut my hair and shine my shoes and keep on singing the blues if I can stay here in Johnny's garden. As the swift bird flies over the grasses, dipping now and then to take his breakfast. Thus I come and go, and I travel, but I can watch that bird and unravel. And I'll do anything I got to do, and cut my hair and shine my shoes and keep on singing the blues if I can stay here in Johnny's garden. With his love and his caring, he puts his life into beauty's sharing. And his children are his flowers, and they give me peace in quiet hours. And I'll do anything I got to do, cut my hair and shine my shoes, keep on singing the blues if I can stay here in Johnny's garden.
Ladies, flatland farmer who flat picks no guitar. Yeah, he's a flatland farmer who flat picks no guitar. He don't make no money, but he can out pick a Nashville star. Yeah, the people from the pickups traveling for miles around. Yeah, the people come and pick up, traveling for miles around. Yeah, they park in his front yard, they sit on his ground, and he eat fried chicken to a flatland sound. He live. Where the farmer plays, you're in the real music country. out drink, out pray, and out lay any of them Nashville stars.
Was Lubbock native Terry Allen and Flatland Farmer from his landmark album, Lubbock on Everything. Jesse Taylor, also from Lubbock, playing the role of the Flatland Picker there at the end. So much to say about Terry Allen, his marriage to the amazingly talented Joe Harvey Allen, to their high school bandmates, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, Joe Ely, Butch Hancock, to his career not only as a zany but really good songwriter and internationally acclaimed visual artist. Paintings in museums and a long teaching career. Really amazingly talented guy. Before Terry Allen, we heard Manassas, led by Dallas-born Stephen Stills. Johnny's Garden from his Manassas album came out way back in 1972. Song about the caretaker at Stills' English Manor house that he bought from Ringo Starr. That album was the first of only two from the group, and that group included Chris Hillman, formerly of the Byrds and the Flying Burrito Brothers. Texan Al Perkins was also, he was in that group. He also was with the Flying Burrito Brothers. He was on Steel. Drummer Dallas Taylor, bassist Calvin Fuzzy Samuels, and percussionist Joe Lala, all who were with the CSNY album and toured with Steven after Crosby, Stills, and Nash broke up. It was a great band. I don't know about you, but I'm having a lot of fun digging a dirt here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host, and the one with the dirty fingernails from working this afternoon in the garden. Thanks for listening.
VOV programming support is provided by Island Escrow, Vashon's only independent escrow company providing comprehensive service for all types of real estate transactions since 1979. On the web at islandescrow.net.
Many thanks for the underwriting support provided by Leif Rasmussen of Vashon Dental, who operates a family practice providing dental care in a relaxed environment with an emphasis on personalized care and treatment for every individual who walks through the door. Located across from the Blue Heron Arts Center and on the web at VashonDental.com.
Well, thanks to those folks. And for those that are still open, I hope that you can support them some way, because these folks are really hurting right now, and I think as a lot of us are. So far we've heard about farms and gardens and a couple of their caretakers. Now we're going to take a look at what some of these gardens produce, both literally and figuratively. And now that I think about it, most of them are metaphors. And we're going to lead off with two songs, both of them about flowers, supposedly, but they're really about women. We're going to lead off with Lead Belly, Pretty Little Flowers in Your Backyard. My backyard.
Yeah, they got a pretty flower way back in my flower yard. Yes, I got a pretty flower way back in my flower yard. Now I got a fence built around it. Lord, just keep all these men by. You can stop by and see me. Stop by every day. Yeah, you stop by and see me. You stop by every day. Now if you come and see my pretty flower, Lord, Mr. Puny, you better stay away. 'Cause you got the same kind of flower I've gotten. Why do you wanna bother mine? Yeah, you got the same kind of flower I got. Why do you wanna bother mine? Now if you tend to yours and treat them just right, Lord, boy, they will be just as fine. 'Cause I watered my flower in the morning and the evening when the sun goes down. Yes, I watered my flower in the morning and in the evening when the sun goes down. Now the men's all going around and crying, Lord, that better got a sweet little rose in town. Yes, I am. Yeah. Yeah. Knock me out. You can't tell me how to treat my poor little flower. I mean, I got my own way. Yes, I am. Yeah, you can't tell me how to treat my poor little flower. I mean, I got my own way. I'm gonna treat my little flower so good. Ooh, Lord, the backyard would be so glad to stay.
Loretto Rose, your garden has a scent of cheap perfume. The sun is a stranger to you. How's a rose supposed to bloom? Loretto Rose, a rosary hangs from your bedpost. Just met gets up, stumbles putting on his clothes. As he walks away, you watch candlelight play on a photograph of a husband and a son and a daughter. You brought her a dress today to send to Monterey. Loretto Rose, your garden has a scent of cheap perfume. The sun is a stranger to you. How's a rose supposed to bloom? Bills on the dresser, saw the confessor, knows the wages of sin. When times they've been paid, sure as night follows day, they'll be paid again till heaven knows when. And heaven knows, our lady looks down from a adobe wall. Uneven footsteps grow fainter as they echo down the hall. Loretto Rose, your garden has a scent of cheap perfume. The sun she's a stranger to you. How's her rose supposed to bloom? The sun is a stranger to you. How's her rose supposed to bloom?
Yeah, all right, Doug. Doug Somm of San Antonio on lead vocals and guitar, and fellow Texans Augie Meyer on organ, Freddie Fender on guitar and vocals, and the great Flaco Jimenez on the accordion. Together, they're called the Texas Tornadoes, and that was a live performance of Laredo Rose on Austin City Limits, recorded October 16th, 1990. And I was fortunate to grab a few of these CDs of live performances from them. Each was a renowned musician in his own right. Before the Texas Tornadoes, we heard Hudie Ledbetter, better known as Lead Belly, and the song Pretty Flower in Your Backyard from the Blues Stay Away From My Door album. Again, not a real flower. Lead Belly was born in Louisiana, but his family moved to Texas when he was about five. He started out on accordion, but he moved to guitar, and he favored the 12-string. He was in prison a couple times. Then he linked up with John Lomax as driver, driving him all over the South, as Lomax recorded some folk songs. He worked on and off with Lomax and also playing a little, singing a little, trying to make more than pocket change with his music. He had to go to prison again, and he and Lomax had a falling out. But he got out, and again, and a little bit more fame, but little wealth for the rest of his life. His guitar style, however, and music in general, has been enormously influential, even to this day. You listen to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, your island connection, connecting you, I think, more than ever here on Vashon Island. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, picking songs related to gardens and their output. Thanks for listening. We just heard about a Laredo rose who wasn't really a flower, and so we might as well hear a little bit more about roses, some metaphorical and some real. I'm going to lead off with another live performance, this one from Eliza Gilkison, and a song about Rose of Sharon.
I stole this song out of the Old Testament, and some of you know the story. I actually was in a hotel room, and I was really thinking about the nature of love, and I thought I would just reach into the bedside table there and pull out the Gideon-placed Bible and ask about the nature of love, like you used to do with the I Ching. And so I asked about the nature of love, and then I just held the Bible in my hands, and then I just opened it up, and then I had to open up to another page, and about eight times, and then finally I actually opened it up to this beautiful passage of poetry.
This life is filled with wonder. This life is full of days not spent. I cannot help but ponder just what really wants that means.
Nancy Griffith with Everything's Coming Up Roses from her Blue Roses from the Moon album, came out in 1997. She started singing in bars in Austin at age 14, continued that while she was in college at UT. She taught kindergarten for a while and still played in the clubs. She straddled the line between country and folk with a little pop in there periodically. She tried Nashville, did really well with songwriting, but not performing necessarily. She tried LA, and then she went back to Nashville. She got 20 albums, not counting compilations, and she's quite a songwriter and a performer, too, if you've ever seen her live or seen her Love at the Five and Dime YouTube. Check it out. Before Nancy, we heard Eliza Gilkison on vocals and guitar and Rose of Sharon from her live album, Your Town Tonight, recorded, where was it? At the Cactus Cafe. That's the same place we first saw Lyle Lovett after his first album. Playing with Eliza was Mike Hardwick on guitar, and dobro Glenn Fukunaga on bass, Cisco Ryder on drums. Eliza was born in Hollywood. Her dad was a songwriter for Disney. And then she moved to Santa Fe, where she recorded her first album while raising a family. She eventually moved to Austin. Like Nancy, she's kind of straddled the line between country, pop, and folk as well. You are listening to songs related to gardens and farms and their output right here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening.
VOV programming support is provided by Pandora's Box, Vashon Island's provider of quality pet foods at competitive prices. With over 100 years of combined knowledge and experience in pet care and pet nutrition, you'll find Pandora's Box on Vashon Highway, north of the main intersection.
This portion of VOV programming is brought to you by Minglement, Vashon Island's natural marketplace for the conscious consumer, where owners, staff, and customers alike embrace the importance of natural, organic, and non-GMO food and products, along with supplements, tinctures, gifts, bulk teas, spices, and herbs. Find them at Center, where the town of Vashon originated.
Thanks again to Minglement and to Pandora's Box. Both of them are still open and providing some great products and services for everybody. Well, our flowers continue. Here are a couple guys singing about flowers. We'll lead off with Jerry Jeff Walker and Flowers in the Snow.
Who will walk together? Who will laugh away the teardrop in her eye? She wants someone to love her forever, but every new love only brings another lie. Empty winds, you hear her say, fickle winds, they shift away. I don't need him in my life, for I can fly. But who will walk her tonight out in the heather? Who will laugh away the teardrop in her eye? Who will smile with him when photographs are yellow? Share his memories when they're flowers in the snow? Who will know his mind when all the words are hollow? Or help him face the things he never seems to know? It's the road, you hear him say, it's the road and it's my way. I don't need her in my life, now let me go. Will smile with him when photographs are yellow, share his memories when they're flowers in the snow. Empty winds, you hear her say, fickle winds, they shift away. I don't need him in my life, for I can fly. Away the teardrop in her eye. It's the road, you hear him say, it's the road and it's my way. I don't need her in my life, now let me go. Who will smile with him when photographs are yellow, share his memories when they're flowers in the snow? We'll smile with them when photographs are yellow, share their memories when they're flowers in the snow.
Silver moon, I always saw a star. Had a dream about you. Dry the tears from your eyes. I've been coming home, son. Beneath the wide open skies, where the blue bonnets blue. Like a blanket spreading out as far as I can see. When those flowers line the road, you can look for me. I'll be hanging around your back door. An old familiar tune. I'll be there when the blue bonnets blue. Of the world, I'd rather be home with my blue bonnet girl. Cause she's needing me like a bride needs a groom. I've been making her mine when the blue bonnet's blue. Like a blanket spreading out as far as I can see. When those flowers line the road, you look for me.
Robert Earl Keen with When the Blue Bonnets Bloom from his live album Number 2 Dinner, came out in 1996, and I found that UCD in Florence, Alabama, a little town Terry and I stopped in after witnessing my nephew's wedding in Mississippi a couple years ago. Also, I think I picked up a CD of Ian Moore's at the same place. Robert was born in Houston, and like Nancy Griffith, whom we heard earlier in the show, early in his career, he kind of straddled the folk and country and eventually helped to evolve the whole alt-country kind of thing with combination story songs and just flat-out raucous barroom fun. He still tours a bunch, and I'm waiting for his next album to come out. Before Robert Earl, we heard Jerry Jeff Walker, another of the alt-country guys, now out of Austin. The song was Flowers in the Snow from his 1991 album Navajo Rug, which doesn't get much play at all. Jerry Jeff was a true troubadour, traveling around the country, busking, hanging out, and of course that he did that after he went AWOL from the National Guard in New York. I saw him a couple times when I lived in Cincinnati, and a long time ago, he stopped in Austin on his way to L.A. and generally stayed in the vicinity since then. When we lived in Austin and I was a bureaucrat with the Department of Education implementing distance learning in the early 90s via satellite, he would offer songwriting classes on our satellite network. And fortunately, with his wife Susanna's enormous help, he kicked cocaine and alcohol problems. And otherwise, he would have been long gone because he was in a world of hurt for a while. You listen to songs about gardens and their outputs right here on Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon, your island connection. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. And, you know, we have been all over the map genre-wise this evening, and I think we are just going to continue in that because this next set is goes from a little bit of blues to a little bit of bluegrass. We're going to lead off, I think we're going to lead off with Big Mama Thornton and some outputs of the gardens, in this case, things that you can eat. And this is not quite exactly something that you can eat, but this is the Watermelon Man, Big Mama Thornton.
Truck out front of my house. Oh, you ain't gonna move. You wait till I get out of there. Just wait till I get out of there. I'll get these hound dogs. We'll go around threatening all your ties while you trying to fix a man. We'll clean you out, Jack. And that go for your truck, too. You better move.
Robert Earl Keen again with Hot Corn, Cold Corn, song written by Flattin' Scruggs that came from Robert's bluegrass album, Happy Prisoner, came out in 2015. And in the liner notes, he asks the question to himself, why bluegrass? And he answered it with a couple paragraphs. And at the end of that, he said, I've played my own brand of music from Green Hall to Town Hall and loved every minute, but nothing compares to a tiny room full of bluegrass picking. Before Robert Earl, we heard Big Mama Thornton on vocals and harp and Watermelon Man. That came from her album, The Way It Is, and the songs were recorded when she performed at The Experience, a rock club on Sunset Boulevard in 1969. Big Mama took up the harmonica and drums early on, and then when she was 14, she struck out on her own. She ended up in Houston. She recorded with Johnny Otis and only had one number one single, a song called Hound Dog. Eventually did pretty much the same thing for Elvis. Her version of Ball and Chain inspired Janis Joplin's version, and she really laid the groundwork, I think, for a whole bunch of different female blues musicians. I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host of Boogie Back to Texas, and we go out the door of the show tonight with a song I just had to play, Homegrown Tomatoes by Guy Clark. And in this case, it's done live at Austin City Limits, November 10th, 1989, and Terry and I were there for that performance. You're going to hear Guy on his vocals and guitar, and Stuart Duncan on fiddle, Edgar Meyer on bass. Here's Homegrown Tomato from Guy Clark. Can't wait till we get some.
There ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning, out in the garden, get you a ripe one, don't get a hard one. Plant them in the spring, need them in the summer. All winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forget all about the sweating and digging. Every time I go out and pick me a pig. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. Wouldn't life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. That's for sure, but it's nothing a homegrown tomato won't cure. Put them in a salad, put them in a stew. You can make your very own tomato juice. You can eat them with eggs, you can eat them with gravy. Eat them with beans, pinto or navy. Put them on the side, put them in the middle. Put a homegrown tomato on a hot cake griddle. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What life be without homegrown? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown
Yet, that was Guy Clark on guitar as well as vocals. And as he said, Stuart Duncan on fiddle, Edgar Meyer on bass, Homegrown Tomatoes. Thanks for joining us tonight on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and we'll see you next week.